Pinchas Drogowitz.
We all know of Nivteres' darga in her ben adam l'chaveiroi, but not many of us know her darga in her ben adam l'makom. Being part of the family for quite a while, sleeping in her home, many times I got up and just saw a mere glimpse of a very early rising to do her avodas Hashem b'tznius before she started her day. From there, she went on to be one of the first customers at the local supermarkets. For many, that will already be a sense of accomplishment and will give her a little let up. But that was just the beginning of her day. She then proceeded to have a packed day and there for everyone. Then one would think, well, if she accomplished all this in one day, she has a feeling of accomplishment for the next week or a few days. But that was her avoided day in and day out, accomplishing in her lifetime so much, touching so many people from all walks of life. How does and can a person accomplish so much? Yes, she did have extraordinary koichas and nefesh, very disciplined, very mesudar, a tremendous balas kishvin. At the same time, she was able to relate to any person that needed her help, weaving and blending together her chesed and kishvin, being mekabel everyone b'save panam yafois, no matter what was on her agenda. But the only way one can blend it all together and thereby accomplish so much with her koiches, if one uses them with the sole purpose of doing the Ratzon Hashem. Our koiches are given as one from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when one's sole objective is to do the Ratzon Hashem, one can weave and blend them all together as given by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Her chesed was chesed shel emes, without the purpose of getting paid back. The Taichin Chesed Shel Emes, which applies also to Achai, is when one does it without reimbursement, and that is when it's solely done for the purpose of the Ratzon Hashem. This is how the Nefteres, together with Ibad L'Chaim, the Shver, lived their lives together, totally for the other person. Very, very rarely did I hear of anything they did. One time that I did, I think it was, this is my Shver, that his response wasn't that I was able to help him out. It was a simcha that the person was out of the shvera matzav that he was in. It was that passion to do the Ratzon Hashem, and coupled with a tremendous amount of zrizus. The Mesilas Yesharim says we find the malachim are praised for the mizus of zrizus. It says in Tehillim, the malachim are always prepared to do what the Baruch Shalom wants with all their koiches. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, a person comes from Ofer, which b'teva has no desire to work. And if a person wants to be zoicha, sarach she'isgaber k'negativoi. And that's a midah that really stood out at the Nefteres tremendously. Always, bezrizus. Besayf Yamav, the altar from Kem, chalished. And they laid him on his bed. And when he recovered and realized that he was in his bed in the middle of the day, he screamed, "Oi, Atzlus!" The Nefteres, as Yehuda said, had a similar situation. When she had that little bit of a kaiches, she wanted to get up just to continue to do her Ratzon Hashem with tremendous zrizus. It was a tremendous schus to be part of our mishpacha, and to be part of the mishpacha, and to see such gevaldige meilas. So much what someone could accomplish. A living Musa Sefer. I want to ask Mechila on behalf of myself and our immediate family. We had the schus to believe in so close proximity, to be nana to Sheftim so much. And the deservance of the proper karas ha'tayv couldn't be really accomplished. But if we didn't do what we should have done, we asked mechila. And you should be a melitza yishara for the mishpacha, for the yeshiva, and all of Klal Yisrael. Bila amavas l'netzach, amalacha, Hashem alakim dima mi'al koponim.